Savitri, from the top of page 409 to the bottom of page 410. Allured to her lashes by his passionate words, her fathomless soul looked out at him from her eyes. Passing her lips in liquid sounds it spoke. This word alone she uttered and said all. O Satyavan, I have heard thee, and I know that thou, and only thou, art he. Then down she came from the high carven car, descending with a soft and faltering haste, her many-hued raiment glistening in the light, hovered a moment over the wind-stirred grass, mixed with the glimmer of her body's ray, like lovely plumage of a settling bird, her gleaming feet upon the green-gold sward scattered a memory of wandering beams, and lightly pressed the unspoken desire of earth, cherished in her too brief passing by the soil. Then, flitting like pale brilliant moths, her hands took from the sylvan verges sunlit arms, a load of their jewel faces clustering swarms, companions of the springtime in the breeze. A candid garland set with simple forms, her rapid fingers taught a flower song, the stanzaed movement of a marriage hymn, profound in perfume and immersed in hue, they mixed their yearnings, colored signs, and made the bloom of their purity and passion one. A sacrament of joy and treasuring palms she brought, flower symbol of her offered life. Then with raised hands that trembled a little now, at the very closeness that her soul desired, this bond of sweetness, the bright union sign, she laid on the bosom coveted by her love, as if inclined before some gracious God, who has out of this mist of greatness shone, to fill with beauty his adorer's hours. She bowed and touched his feet with worshipping hands. She made her life his world for him to tread, and made her body the room of his delight, her beating heart a remembrancer of bliss. He bent to her, and took into his own their married yearning joined like folded hopes, as if a whole rich world suddenly possessed, wedded to all he had been, became himself, an inexhaustible joy made his alone. He gathered all Savitri into his clasp. Around her his embrace became the sign of a locked closeness through slow, intimate years, a first sweet summary of delight to come, one brevity intense of all long life. In a wide moment of two souls that meet, she felt her being flow into him as in waves, a river pours into a mighty sea, as when a soul is merging into God, to live in him forever and know his joy. Her consciousness grew aware of him alone, and all her separate self was lost in his, as a starry heaven encircles half the earth.
Savitri, from the top of page 409 to the bottom of page 410, and shut the world lashes by his passionate words. Her boundless isolation out at him from her eyes.
He was aware
passing her
of
lips
her
enveloping
sounds
him,
it spoke,
and let her penetrate
word
his
alone
very soul,
she uttered and said all,
as is a world
O
by the world spirit filled,
I know,
as the
I
mortal wakes
thou,
into eternity,
and only thou
as the
art
finite
he,
opens
then,
to the infinite.
Then down she
thus
came,
were they
in
each other lost
car.
A while.
Descending
drawing
the
back
from
the
faltering
ecstasy's trance,
her many hued
came
raiment
into a new self
in the light,
a new world,
hovered a moment over the wind-stirred grass, mixed with the glimmer of her body's ray, like lovely plumage of a settling bird, her gleaming feet upon the green-gold sward scattered a memory of wandering beams, and lightly pressed the unspoken desire of earth, cherished in her too brief passing by the soil. Then, flitting like pale brilliant moths, her hands took from the sylvan verges sunlit arms, a load of their jewel faces clustering swarms, companions of the springtime in the breeze. A candid garland set with simple forms, Her rapid fingers taught a flower song, the stanzaed movement of a marriage hymn. Profound in perfume and immersed in hue, they mixed their yearnings, colored signs, and made the bloom of their purity and passion one. A sacrament of joy and treasuring palms she brought, flower symbol of her offered life. Then with raised hands that trembled a little now at the very closeness that her soul desired, this bond of sweetness, the bright union sign, she laid on the bosom coveted by her love, as if inclined before some gracious God, who has out of this mist of greatness shone, to fill with beauty his adorer's hours. She bowed and touched his feet with worshiping hands. She made her life his world for him to tread, and made her body the room of his delight. Her beating heart, a remembrancer of bliss, he bent to her and took into his own their married yearning joined like folded hopes, as if a whole rich world suddenly possessed, wedded to all he had been, became himself, an inexhaustible joy made his alone. He gathered all savagery into his clasp. Around her his embrace became the sign of a locked closeness through slow, intimate years, a first sweet summary of delight to come, one brevity intense of all long life. In a wide moment of two souls that meet, she felt her being flow into him as in waves, a river pours into a mighty sea, as when a soul is merging into God, to live in him forever and know his joy. Her consciousness grew aware of him alone, and all her separate self was lost in his, as a starry heaven encircles happy earth. He shut her into himself in a circle of bliss, and shut the world into himself in her. A boundless isolation made them one. He was aware of her enveloping him, and let her penetrate his very soul. As is a world by the world's spirit filled, as the mortal wakes into eternity, as the finite opens to the infinite, thus were they in each other lost a while. Then drawing back from their long ecstasy's trance, came into a new self and a new world.